Welcome to the new OK Math Framework. You can visit the OK Math Framework at http://okmathframework.pbworks.com. Let's first look at a few of the things you'll find on our introduction page. You'll notice that we have information on the right-hand side about key resources provided from the State Department of Education. And in the middle here, you can find the information about our framework writers. In this presentation, every slide presents to you one of our 36 writers who participated in this four-month project. On the left, we have links to each grade level framework where you'll find information about the grade level math and actions and processes, suggested learning progressions, and the objective analysis. On the bottom of each page, you'll find another menu linking you within each grade level. And on the right, you can jump to your grade without having to go back to the front page. Let's look at the sixth grade math actions and processes. Math actions and processes are provided in our standards describing the experiences students should have as they become mathematically literate. We have taken time to describe more specifically what these math actions and processes look like at each grade level. Let's go through the menu back to the introduction page. Here we'll click on Suggested Learning Progression to view the Suggested Learning Progression for 6th grade. Every grade has the same layout where you can find multiple units that bundle together objectives shown on the left. If you click the unit name, it'll take you to a page where you'll see the target objectives, worthwhile task indicators, and example tasks. Let's look at some of the objectives specifically. If we look at our objective analysis, we will find the entire set of 6th grade standards and objectives. Every objective is hyperlinked. Here we'll click on 6D11, and that'll take us to the objective analysis page for this objective. At the top, we can reread the standard. We can read it in a nutshell. And below, we can look at the student actions, teacher actions, key understandings, and misconceptions. It's important to note that student actions are directly related to the mathematical actions and processes for the Oklahoma Academic Standards. The teacher actions are developed in consideration of the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics Effective Teaching Practices, which you can find and read more about in Principles to Actions, the 2014 publication from NCTM. The key understandings portion of each objective analysis describes in simple terms, the essential understandings related to this objective. Connected to the understandings on the right-hand side of the page are the misconceptions, and these are common misconceptions and mistakes that students will have related to this objective. Please note, this is not intended to necessarily be provided to students in the instructional component of a lesson. The misconceptions and key understandings are designed for teacher planning purposes. Misconceptions can be utilized to help a teacher understand what types of evidence they need to gather about student thinking. Now, from each objective analysis page, we can use the menu at the bottom to link us back to any portion of the grade level standards, or we can look at the jump to your grade menu on the right. Here we'll go to fifth grade and look at the related fifth grade data and probability objective. This way, a teacher can better plan their instruction by looking at the types of experiences students are having in the preceding grade. Back to the front page, it is important to note that you can always expand a page to full screen by clicking this top right arrow. We also have a number of resources that we've linked here to make sure all teachers in Oklahoma have access to them always. Here we'll go to the OK Math Toolkit. You can see that we have a number of people viewing this currently in the Google Docs form. And we have a whole host of resources that we have developed here at the Oklahoma State Department of Education to support a transition to these new standards. You can always access this link at bit.ly/OKMathToolkit. Let's take a quick look at one of the interesting resources that we always want to draw folks' attention to, the at-a-glance documentation. Here it's listed as the second link under standards. The new standards are not identical to our previous standards. That may be obvious, but it is important to note that some standards have moved grade levels. In cooperation with a whole host of teachers across our state and curriculum leaders from our Northeastern and Central Mathematics Consortia, we were able to develop this at-a-glance document, which gives you a sense of what content has changed grades. In each grade level, you will find critical gaps listed. If these critical gaps are not addressed this school year, 2016-2017, these concepts will not be mastered by students, and they will struggle as they move into subsequent grades. That about covers our view at our new OK Math Framework project. It introduces you to our OK Math Toolkit and one of our favorite resources, our Standards at a Glance document. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to us at the Oklahoma State Department of Education. You can contact us by visiting the SDE Mathematics page at http://sde.ok.gov/sde/mathematics.